Hello and welcome to When Heaven Speaks, the podcast from which we tune out the volume of the world and we amplify the voice of God. I'm Pastor Zach, and today's word is one we all need in uncertain times: resilience in the rough places. Again, today's word is resilience in the rough places. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you've given us. God, build holy resilience in us today. Help us to bounce back when life knocks us down. Teach us how to stand when our knees feel weak. Strengthen us to endure the tough seasons with grace and grit. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen and amen. Let's be real. Life doesn't always feel holy. We're real. Some days we feel heavy. But the good news is this: God builds the strongest soldiers in the roughest terrains. I want you to hear that word today. And today we're going to see how God doesn't abandon us in our brokenness. God trains us in our brokenness. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 says, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." See, Joshua is stepping into an unknown territory. Maybe you can relate. Unknown job, unknown city, unknown place. Moses was gone. The wilderness was behind. The promised land was ahead. But between them stood pressure, obstacles, and fear. Sounds familiar to anyone? God's word to Joshua wasn't a suggestion, and God's word to you is not a suggestion. It was a command. Joshua, be strong. Joshua, be courageous. And whatever you do, don't give up. Whatever you do, don't back down. I am with you. You see here, three things you can get from this. Number one, resilience rises when you remember. When life hits you hard, memory becomes your weapon. Joshua had to remember and remind himself the same God who split the Red Sea will now guide him through this Jordan. Psalm 77 and 11, it says, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago." If God brought you through it before, my brothers and sisters, he'll do it again. Memory is the fuel of resilience. Memory is the fuel of resilience. When you feel discouraged, don't rehearse it. Your pain, don't rehearse it over and over. Recall God's power. Your past victories are previews of future breakthroughs. I don't know if you heard me today. Your past victory are previews of future breakthroughs. Here's number two. Your struggle is God's setup. You see, the Jordan River didn't just stop Joshua. It marked his starting line. Your obstacle is often an indicator that you are standing on the edge of breakthrough. You're standing at the cusp of something happening. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them, to those who are called according to his purpose." I want you to hear. What feels like resistance is often divine reflection. God doesn't waste pain. He's not wasting your pain. He's using it to position you. Your struggle isn't a sign God left you. It's a signal he's getting ready to launch you. Somebody hear me today. God is setting you up to be launched. Here's point three. Pressure produces power. Diamonds form under pressure, so does destiny. The weight you're under isn't crushing you, it's conditioning you. My God, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9 says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed." James 1 and 3 says, "The testing of your faith produces perseverance." See, God is not punishing you, he's preparing you. Somebody said, "Lord, prepare me." Come on, say it again, "Lord. God, prepare me." Faith forged and the fire doesn't break in the storm. Don't despise the pressure. Let it push you into power. If you're tired, worn out, and wondering how you're going to make it, Jesus is your answer. He's the source of your real strength. He doesn't just get up or just give up on you. He doesn't just get you out. He gets you through. Say yes to him today. Surrender the struggle and receive his resilience. God doesn't need your perfection. He wants your permission. Say yes and watch him resurrect what's been buried. I want you to make this declaration after me. I declare over my life, I will not break. I will not quit. Oh, come on. I want to hear you say it. I will not recover all. I will recover all. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. And he raises me now. Bounce back power is being released. Strength is being released. God is with me in every rough place. My God, let us pray. Lord, I thank you for this word today, that you never leave us nor forsake us. I thank you for this word today, that we don't have to quit. Be not weary in well-doing. In due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Thank you for being the God of resilience. Strengthen our spirits. Steady our hearts. Show us how to rise again and again. Let our scars become signs of survival and our pain become platforms of purpose. Give us divine endurance and bold, bold belief. In Jesus' name, amen. See, God bless you today. You're stronger than you feel, braver than you know. God's not done with you. Can you declare that out of your mouth? Say it out of your mouth. God's not done with me yet. The rough places aren't your ending. They're your elevation. Keep rising. This is when heaven speaks with Pastor Zach. God bless.